Warbirds back home this week, taking on Salem. We're down to the dugout today with Warbirds manager Eddie Morgan. Skip playing some really good baseball. You had the series win, back-to-back homestands a couple of weeks ago, series split against Myrtle Beach. What do you like most about where the team's at right now?
Yeah, I think really we're getting consistent across the board. Starting pitching, guys coming out of the bullpen, our swing decisions defensively, and that's kind of what we've been preaching all year is, let's be a boring team, and because boring will win in the long run. So just being consistent when we take the bump, consistent with our work ethic, and then you'll start winning some series. And you know, going on the road in a tough environment like Myrtle Beach, and being able to pull almost a win of the series is what we're talking about.
Obviously, first game of June here today. You look back at May. You led the Carolina League in runs, led the league in on base percentage. You talk about swing decisions. Feels like from an offensive perspective, a lot of really good decisions holistically in the box right now.
Yeah, I mean that's our focus, not just here but in the entire organization. Let the pitcher work. You know, that's huge. Let them make a mistake, and then let's do damage off of that mistake. And every day, Jose's doing a great job with the hitters, trying to prepare them for that. And a lot of the drills and the training that we're doing is focused on that. We still got a ways to go with it. Brady Ebel's just doing a tremendous job. Juan Ortuño, Pedro's having a great year so far. But everything starts with swing decisions.
Let me ask you about Ebel, who won Carolina League Player of the Week a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, he's been on a heater the last couple of weeks. What have you noticed most about Brady's growth from day one to now?
Yeah, I mean, he's learning how to be a professional. With his approach, with his attitude, things he can control, he does a tremendous job with. He doesn't let one bad at-bat ruin the day. He's very curious about trying to win ABs. And when you got that type of player, it kind of spreads throughout the offense. They kind of see what Brady's doing, what his approach is, how he changes from pitch to pitch and at-bat to at-bat, and that definitely leads our offense.
You talk about being a professional. Are there certain intangible things you're trying to teach off the field about what it means to be a professional baseball player in the Brewers organization at this level?
Yeah, I just think it's about coming to work with a good attitude and then being curious, right? And, hey, what can give us an edge today? What can give us an advantage today? No matter what happens in the game, let's take a shower, let's flush it out, let's clean ourselves from that day, and let's move on to the next day and try to win the next day. It's pretty simple as that, right? And not getting into, I feel tired, or why do we got to do this type of mentality. It's, hey, what can we do to get better today? Just try to get 1% better today. And in the long run, it'll add out in our favor.
We've talked a lot about the offense, but a lot of guys are throwing the baseball well from a pitching standpoint. I'll let you talk about a lot of those guys. But the one guy that I think is throwing it really well is Cara.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's been that breaking ball that's been really effective for him.
He was exceptional the other night. I mean, he was in total command. His off speed was just keeping them off balance. The cutter, the changeup, great usage percentage, being able to mix it up, and he's quick, right? The defense loves playing behind guys that can fill up the zone, change up speeds, and get you off the field. So he's been exceptional. Even in the bullpen, when you watch Manassas pitch, he comes in and just, here you go, here's my 95, see what you can do with it. So that's fun. And Morrison is kind of the same way. Obviously, we're disappointed. He left the game with an oblique injury, and that's going to be tough. He'll be out for a little while, but just love his mentality on the mound. Great seeing Mercedes back,
yeah.
And it was awesome. His fastball had life. He filled up the zone. He just looked composed, and we hope he can carry that moving forward.
I'll let you go with this. Kind of an odd schedule quirk you face. Salem again. Does it help that there's some familiarity with guys that are on this team that you've seen now three times?
Both teams probably could
probably,
say that,
yeah.
Right? That's just the schedule, and you deal with it. It does make it a little bit more challenging because there's really no surprises from both teams. So it comes down to who's going to execute, who's going to throw strikes, who's going to get the big hit, who's going to stay locked in for more pitches. This group, I'll tell you, and I keep saying, I'm probably going to say it all year, is so resilient. You know, we get punched, we punch right back. We don't have too many games where we're out of it. We're constantly in it. So excited for the growth, and you know, hopefully as school is out, we get more fans out here. It's a great product, and these guys are playing hard for Wilson.
Eddie, really appreciate it. Good luck this week.
Thanks. Let's win the day.
All right, it's Eddie Morgan down in the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.